I'm Brandon.
And I'm Brandon.
And welcome back to Apollo City Comics, your Anything and Everything podcast. What the?
Your Everything, like everything and Everything comic book podcast.
Damn.
You should just get really cheesy with it. You should be like, welcome to Apollo City Comics. And I'll be like, your Everything and Anything comic book podcast.
We should switch it off, huh? That'd be good. Yeah. And then we'll just start alternating. We should like make a hip hop beat to like our intro.
Oh,
like,
God.
I'm Brandon. And I'm Brandon.
Like it's like one of those rap talk, like
yeah, exactly.
Theme songs or something.
Let's do it. Why don't we just like choose an old comic book like cartoon show, like the Ninja Turtle theme, and just turn it into Apollo? Can we do that?
I think if it's like a remix, it's technically a parody, right? So
right?
It would
yeah.
be like copyright. Okay, we could look into it. It'd be really cringy, but we could try.
And then like we could do it with the anime series, like I'm Brandon. You're Anything and Everything like, comic book podcast.
We have to have that sick-ass Spider-Man animated series solo in the background.
No, yes. It's the Batman Beyond one, dude.
Like every pedal in existence they put on.
Yeah, just sounds like we should just get a bunch of cats and have them do that intro.
Yeah, it's like... I forget. I know that's part of the theme song.
But it's like towards the end, yeah. Anyway, so... Hi guys.
Hey, what's up everybody?
We are back and doing another Batman the Anime Series episode commentary. Fun stuff last time, good little test run, and T'Challa, it just is meowing like crazy tonight.
Imagine if anyone didn't know, like some for the people that don't know you have a cat, they're like, T'Challa, what do you mean? Like,
this is DC, you're doing Batman. We're
yeah.
Black Panther is in this DC. Yeah, so we're doing, I mean, and as we discussed last time, it's totally out of order from the Blu-ray awesome dope editions
yeah.
we have, and then HBO Max.
I had to search it up. So apparently the second episode, premiere-wise, Christmas with the Joker is the second episode. And on HBO, it's episode 38. And to be fair, it's not like there's really continuity between the episodes. They're all like self-contained stories, so it's not the worst thing ever. But then if you're recording a podcast with your friend across the country and you're trying to find the episodes together, I guess that's where the inconvenience
kind of
comes in.
Yeah. What'd you say? It was what, 38?
38, yeah. I literally was like, I'm not going to fucking search. I like did the search bar. I didn't go like filing through the episodes.
Searching for it. Yeah, and this is episode 2. What was the air date on this one?
Let's look. So I have the Wikipedia page up again. November 13th, 1992. So it was like over a month before episode 2 came out.
That is crazy weird.
No, wait. November 13th, yeah.
Right? Yeah, like that took us both a second to make. Wait, this is right.
Oh,
because
they waited for Christmas. Duh. It's technically the second episode, but they had episodes released before that. So
oh,
episode
really?
3 is September 15th and the 22nd.
What's 15th? What's technically the next one?
Nothing to Fear.
Wow.
And then episode came out the 14th.
Uh-huh.
So I guess. And then October 21st. And then there's episode the 18th. What the fuck? I don't know. This shit's out of whack. Like, I gotta take a picture of this and, like, just look at it and just be like, how does this make any sense?
Snap it out and compare it to the Blu-ray listing, to the HBO Max listing, to
I know, right?
the original air date. Well, that's T'Challa. Stop it, dude. Well, we're doing Christmas with the Joker, and it's June. Maybe it's July by the time this came out. Or maybe you're just watching this randomly. And maybe it's Christmas when you're watching this. We'll re-release it this year just to get more downloads or something. But
more Christmas themes going.
But you know what? I have it queued up on the Warner Brothers logo. You have it queued up on the Warner Brothers logo.
Yes.
I'm excited because this is our first look at Mark Hamill as the Joker, I think.
Pretty much, because every episode is Nothing to Fear, The Last Laugh. Oh, no, I guess the Joker was September 22nd.
That's fucking weird. All right, well, we're doing the Blu-ray stuff because it's...
Whatever, fuck
it. Costs
money. Anyways, this is the second episode. Okay, deal with it.
Yeah.
All right, as usual, I'm going to count down. When I say play, press play. You ready, Brandon?
I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1, play. And that classic WB logo, which didn't have Bugs Bunny if it was Batman.
Oh, yeah, for reals.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Did you see the video of the multiverses? The Smash Bros. WB.
I didn't watch the video, but I know about it. I just heard that Scooby goes like Super Saiyan. No, it's Shaggy.
It's that meme where Shaggy goes like God tier or whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for it. I'm actually hyped for it.
Free to play.
I always like the classic Cartoon Network characters. That's what I love. Man, that's such a cool looking building because it looked like a comic book panel. I never really noticed it from the bottom, the way it moves the camera up.
A lot of the backgrounds are just storyboard panels, which are essentially comic panels.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Man, so like airbrushing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I mean, I don't know how much better of an intro you can get and like how it sets the tone of where we are, what type of Gotham we have. It's not doing anything over the top. We're not seeing the Batmobile and all these crazy villains. Like, this is street crime Batman, you know? Early day Batman. Christmas with the Joker.
If you notice, his voice for the Joker changed over the years. The Mark Hamill in this show sounds different than the Mark Hamill in, like, Arkham, for instance. The Arkham games.
Oh, yeah. It's really been refined.
Yeah. I mean, he's been doing it for, like, 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember this.
So when I was in elementary school, our principal would come in and all the kids from like the grades were eating lunch and everything. And it was like the holiday time. And she asked if for people to come up and sing Christmas songs. And I straight up got up and I sang this Jingle Bells, Batman's.
I remember when that came out, like it was very addicting.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I was like whatever in second or third grade singing this in front of my school.
Yeah. You're like, oh, the Joker got away.
So, like, I think, you know, a bunch of my friends know these stories, but when I was, like, in, I don't know, pre-K or kinder, I there was, like, one of those grades where you just kind of do stuff for half the day, and then it's just, like, nap time. And at that point, like, I hated being there, you know? And also, like, I somehow figured out that if I went home halfway through the day, I could catch Spider-Man and Batman and X-Men on Fox. And I literally would, like... like cry until someone picked me up so I could go home and watch cartoons. Or some days, like they would take us into. I went to like Blessed Sacrament, a little like Catholic school, at that time, and the incense would make me sick, so I'd throw up, and they have to pick me up. Like the incense would just make me puke every week, you know. And I'd always catch cartoons, and I grew up on watching the cartoons because of that.
I lived. Well, I don't remember watching. I watched cartoons as a kid, like anime series, Batman, and all that, but. I don't remember much until like middle school years.
Oh, wow.
Like watching the reruns.
Man, this is like engraved in my brain and my blood. So, okay, so we just saw Robin for one. I love Dick Grayson Robin in this animated series. I think this is the best Dick Grayson Robin we get ever. I don't know how you feel about that.
He reminds me of the Adam West Robin if it was actually like written well.
Right? Just good.
Yeah. Gee, Willikers, Batman.
Yeah, right? Doesn't it warm your heart to see it? Oh, they talk about It's a Wonderful Life, which actually I just saw for the first time this past Christmas. And I finally get all the references and jokes in this episode.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it, actually.
It's actually a really, really great movie. I'm not going to lie. Like, we did an episode on it on Sutro Sidewatch. Maybe I'll drop a link in here for reference. And man, that movie's good. Frank Kafka, just fucking... great writer.
It's one of those classics I haven't seen.
It's for my grandson.
Kisses this random stranger on the street.
I know. Batman's all pissed. He's like, no, I want to find criminals.
Damn it. I couldn't break that man's collarbone.
Yeah. Like, Batman's all pumped up right now.
You don't understand, Robin, when I'm ready.
One more street to the city. Why is he in this suit? Like, what?
Yeah, like, he's in a suit, and he's, like, brooding that he can kick someone's ass on Christmas.
I fought nobody tonight.
He's like, Robin, I didn't break any ankles. What do you want out of me?
And here we go. It's on every channel.
Oh, come on, you gotta know that time. Do you know how he ended up getting the job?
I've heard the story before. Maybe next Joker episode I'll have that knowledge prepared.
Okay, fair enough.
But I do know that he was like practicing the laugh over and over, like on his drive over to like audition and get it. And he was just like crackling in his car and people would look over and be like, just Mark Hamill just doing weird, bizarre laughs and just like, is that it? No. What if I did that? This? No, no. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you could hear the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really love how it turned into like around that Batman Beyond Return of the Joker era. That looks like a Simpsons like
like the Santa just thing. Launches into the sky.
Yeah. Christmas with the Joker. T'Challa is just sitting in front of my TV now, so
yeah, my cat just fell asleep at my feet.
I wish my cat behaved.
Okay, so even the Joker's got like back like what was up with 90s fashion and the high-waisted pants?
Just never.
I want to know like why it was trending. Like what made it appealing?
I love those cardboard cutouts, dude. For some reason, those always appeal to me.
He's got that Charlie Brown tree.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yep. Man, that is a dope screen, Bruce. Like, but dude, you're really fucking close to it, too.
That computer probably costs like $50,000, and it's probably got like a gig of RAM. And like,
yes. Dude, they still use floppy disk when you watch stuff on it. Yeah.
Got like 256 megabyte hard drive, you know?
Check out that camera, man. That's a trip.
Dude, he had FaceTime in his car.
Hell yeah. Stuff that we still don't have. Dude, T'Challa, what?
Something we don't have.
He looks like someone, like a blend of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and The Simpsons. Like, if they dressed him up. Montoya's lips, the way they drew him.
Yeah.
Huge. You know, this is pretty, like, fucking scary for a kid's cartoon. Like, you have a serial killer, like, that just kidnapped a news reporter, the commissioner, and, like, his deputy or whatever. And, like, they are tied up, ready to die.
All right. Gift wrap.
Gift wrapped. I think Bullock, like, he's about to cuss on this part, too.
See. It sounds like Bullock just had fun, like, just doing the voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet. Who does Bullock's voice? Can you look that up?
Yeah, I got it.
I think that guy died, too. I'm pretty sure him and... I know the dude that voiced Alfred and Commissioner Gordon are both dead.
Let's see.
It's just the animated series Batmobile. Like, how much cooler.
It's like the best design straight up every time.
I think I have like that one in the 89 Batmobile. I feel have always just been the best.
Yeah.
I think because the 89 Batmobile feels so much like the 92 one, you know, the way it's longer and everything.
Well, his car, like, if you look at it, it looks really cool, but what's the, like, function behind all that?
No idea. Like, it makes no sense for it to be that long. Well, you know, and if you listen to our Mask of the Phantasm commentary, we talk about how, where I mean, in the show at least, how it was inspired, that the vehicle of the future, remember?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. Still, you know what I mean? Like, imagine everyone had long limousine-like cars. When in fact in the future we got more compact with cars, like smaller.
Take up less space.
They probably saw this and they're like, no, we don't want this in the future. Like, this
makes... what do you think is like the repercussions of blowing up a bridge like that? Like prison for life?
It has to be, dude. Like, right? Dear God.
Like, they're just like, oh, Joker blew up a bridge. I guess we'll just put him in Arkham again, guys. Yeah.
You think that Batmobile takes up two parking spaces?
It takes three parking spaces, and it probably was expensive to fill it up back in the 90s. Remember, gas was a lot cheaper this time, so let's see.
Yeah, right?
Let's find out. The gas cost...
Man, this girl is crying right now. Like, she's terrified.
Joker's just tormenting her.
Yes.
So in 1992, gas was $1.13 a gallon. Shit's almost $6 right now for me.
Oh my god.
But I bet you that car gets like 2 miles to the gallon.
I bet, man. That's a huge engine it's running. I don't think Batman was very eco-friendly in a lot of ways. I'm sure he hasn't been.
You know, the amount of resources he wastes with his gadgets.
Yes, right?
And he's got a fucking jet. You know, rocket fuel I don't think is necessarily easy to come by either.
Yeah, right? Robin's, I just dig this Robin suit. I've always just dug it.
I feel like the Robin suit design was always something they didn't get right for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Batman's on his own.
This train doesn't look like it's moving that fast.
It really doesn't.
No. He doesn't bother if there's anybody else on there. He's just like the conductor.
Right?
That's it. He just, okay, just jumped off.
For some reason, I thought he like saved it and it like went over the bat plane or something. Ow. Stop biting me.
Telling you, man, that thing gets like 2 miles to the gallon.
That's awesome. More detective work. We've isolated the Joker's signal.
Batman, his version of detective work is like, I've ran this through an algorithm. I figured it out.
I know, yeah. Like, this computer did all my work for me.
Yeah. Computer, let me know how to reconstruct this crime scene. See?
Get out of Christmas. Ow!
Yeah, no cat. Shit. It's a giant gift from the Joker.
Dude, how creepy is that, you know?
I know. It's like a snake Joker thing.
A jack-in-the-box Joker.
So, like, this is the 90s. I'm going to keep picking at that.
Dude, wait, that Joker, the way his face looked all curved and everything and so detailed, I think that's cool because some of the animation isn't consistent and sometimes
no,
it looks creepier.
The budget's all over the place.
Well, it looks creepy and eerier in some poses, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You could tell someone else did it. Or it was a different type of material they were using for that scene, you know? Because there was
could
no
be,
background
for the Joker
to it.
Specifically.
Yeah. But what were you going to say?
So, like, the Joker's, like, hacking into everybody's TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's, like, 90s cable. So, like, what resources are required to do that? You know what I mean? Like,
How many satellites? In this 1930s world. You know what I mean?
Everybody's got a tube TV that weighs, like, 400 pounds.
Yeah. We helped my friend Sam move like an old like 90s, 2000 TV because he collects video
They're
games.
Horrible.
So. Dude, like luckily there was three of us to move that fucking TV.
Yeah, they're so heavy.
It was just supposed to be Sam and then he invited me to help him out and then I brought Eric. Thank God it was all three of us, man.
You're like, the thing was epic. Why do these weigh like rocks?
Yes, and it barely fit in the vehicle too and Sam has a pretty large car. And we're just like, how did this exist? How do people transport stuff back in the day?
They just did. Everything was bigger.
How cool. Machine gun fingers.
I'm telling you, man, this shit was pretty hardcore for kids. It continues to be.
Batman, Robin here. Who the fuck else would it be? Tell me.
Who else has access to this channel? Do they say how old Robin is in this?
He's in college. He's in college. I don't know when in college, but I know
he's like close to Nightwing, basically.
Yeah. It's a couple years before that. So I'm saying like between 18 and 22. Maybe he's around 20. I think that's what they got right, too. They did like an older Robin.
They did.
That goes into Nightwing.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, you don't need childhood Dick Grayson. Plus, it shows like an established relationship. Like Batman's already established in this universe. Robin's clearly already gone through stuff, and they've kind of seen some supervillains, but they're not. They haven't seen that many yet.
I'm telling you, good superhero stories on like film and TV is when you skip the origin story.
I love. Yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly. I love this chin Joker.
Right. All right.
As a kid, it's just the most entertaining thing in the world. But you're right. You know, that's we talked about it in the Mask of the Phantasm commentary, yeah. Is that they never did the gunshot origin or any of that. I think that's why they never did that episode, The Gun, I've talked about, that Alan Burnett told me about, like where it showed the progression of the gun being manufactured, made, and then going through different hands into the killer of Bruce's parents, into how Bruce got it, and then does a short little story after that. Maybe that kind of sounds like a Brave and the Bold episode, too. They might have turned it
They did a comic short story, something similar to that. I think I told you that.
That's right. That was in the Detective Comics 27 or something.
Yeah, the anniversary.
And he used it for his breastplate, right?
Yeah, it was like the metal bat plate on his chest.
Yeah.
It's a very common story in the mythos.
Yep.
See, here's the thing, like, again, Batman doing his detective shit. They don't make dolls like that. He's like, the doll isn't made anymore. You go to the manufacturer. That's where he is. And it's just like, it never fails. He either asks his computer to do everything or he just knows the answer.
It's so funny how that car navigates through the streets.
How does it turn properly? That's what I want to know.
It doesn't. When you see it, like it does like exactly how you would think it is. It's
like
just,
a toy car.
They're
like, turns. Drive the Batmobile like in the animated series. It turns really awkward. The laugh.
So I love the range of his laugh, too. How it does that real low, like...
And then he, like, it gets higher and higher in tone.
Giggle, yeah. Yeah.
So ridiculous.
I love, like... You know, a big part about this show too is the music. It just transformed like how music works in a show like this. You know, it became so important. And with Danny Elfman doing the theme, and who's it, Shirley Walker, who does the rest of it? Like, it's just so well done.
There's multiple composers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Danny Elfman doing the theme.
I know it's Shirley something. She does like the main writing for the music.
Yeah, her name's Shirley Walker.
Shirley Walker. Okay, cool. Yeah. I wanted to make sure. Man, and stuff like this I always thought was super cool. I think Batman even uses, maybe I'm thinking of Phantasm, but how he uses his cape. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't call him Batman for nothing.
I like how the show manages to be wacky, but still you take it serious.
Yeah. They had a great balance between that, the humor and the darkness.
It did. This Christmas episode is super ridiculous, but it like
look
worked.
At those intense ass machine guns, dude. Like that's some
I'm telling
brutal,
you, dude.
Like
and then you watch
grade.
Like you watch Spider-Man and like everybody has like laser guns.
Dude, those are Tommy guns. Like that's pretty brutal. But like military Tommy guns. Look at the front ends of them. Like
I know those things look like they fucking. Oh, the cape, dude! It just destroyed it. That was bulletproof.
I think he learned after a few years it had to be going through a cape a night, you know? Maybe that was another thing, too. He was using cloth because it was a sheet material.
Yeah, but, like, it doesn't protect him.
Doesn't do anything, yeah. Ninjas.
I don't know. I like armor Batman, personally.
I really do like cloth Batman. I'm not going to lie. I love cloth Batman. It's just, I get it and it makes sense, you know? The tights. Mm-hmm. But actually, armored Batman bothers me more than cloth Batman. Even though armored Batman is the right route, it makes the most sense.
I just think it makes it. I'm not gonna worry about that in a comic book character. Like realistically, it doesn't matter. But I think it looks cooler.
Oh, okay. See, I like the aesthetic of the cloth in that sense.
The aesthetic is nice. Don't get me wrong. It looks cool. It looks cool. The pie. But like, I don't know. Like, you look at this and it's just like, it looks like, I know this is a weird thing to say. It looks cheap. Maybe it was easy to draw, that, yeah. animate and draw, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
I never understood the thing with superheroes too, with like the underwear on the outside.
Oh, that'll always be a mystery.
Yeah, like Superman and Batman, just they're like, you know what? Just put the underwear on the outside.
It always looks good with it under.
Yeah,
too,
it doesn't look,
you know?
It doesn't look awkward until they're not wearing a cape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't. It's really strange
so great.
To me. Like, the briefs look normal until the cape is off.
Yep. Yep. Those old school skates.
Dude, how strong is he to pick him up like that? It's a
hang
off
the ankle,
staircase. Yeah.
And hanging on, like, not even with a firm foot grip. Yeah, I'd watch this episode every year with my dad on Christmas. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But it took me, like, 30 years to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, is he going to eat something or drink something?
It's always liquids, dude. It's always liquids.
Dude,
it's
he's on that
food.
Liquid diet, you know?
First of all, we got to do is eat soups and drinks.
See? He didn't fucking drink it. I'm telling you, dude. He doesn't eat or drink anything. The second episode.
Dude, Batman does steroids in the animated series.
I'm going to count every time there's food or drinks on screen, he doesn't have it.
Rat 2. Great stuff. Good, short, enjoyable cartoon. Creepy, so creepy. It's a terrifying right. shot, to be honest. Like,
and that's the Christmas episode with
ooh,
Joker saying Merry Christmas.
Two down, 102 to go.
Yep. Let me look at the cast real quick.
Yeah, pull it up.
Guest stars: Mark Hamill as the Joker. Keep that in mind.
Guest.
Yeah, he was a guest star on the episode. I'm trying to look for other names I might know. But where would Paul Dini's name be? Oh, goddamn it, HBO auto started the next one. Whatever. Yeah, that Christmas episode, though. It's classic
it's
Batman.
Classic. I think it's just like a classic Christmas episode. It's like stapled in all of our little superhero loving hearts.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man. I looked up the actor for Harvey Bullock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's still alive, apparently. His name is Robert Jason Costanzo. And he was born October 20th, 1942. He was already pretty old when he did this series.
Huh. That's super cool. They got a lot of older actors for this whole series. Man, and Home Slice was so young back then, too. Both Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy.
Let me see. Kevin Conroy, 1992.
He's what, in his 60s now or something?
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Kevin Conroy is old, dude.
He looks the same. I mean, like, when he was younger, like, you could tell it's him, you know?
Yeah. She got more wrinkly.
I forget he was, like, a stage actor.
Yeah, dude. He went to Juilliard and everything.
Yeah, oh man, he's looking old now for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's such a nice guy, dude. I've met him a handful of times.
Dude,
so nice.
I met him, he totally did not care who I was. He was just like, hi, yes, you can take a picture, and then moved on.
I caught him like when we would do Ninja Hallway stuff and get signatures, and then I got to interview him, and that interview never came out because that company just messed up. Back when I was with Comicsverse and everything. But I got to have him say, like, I was like, can you say I am Batman, like, when we start this? And then he, like, did this whole thing. And I remember what I asked him. I was so just, like, amazed and in awe. But he was a super nice dude. He's super polite, very willing to answer any question, just very humble, too. And that's the cool thing. He's just so humble. We probably could tell a Kevin Conroy story every episode, but I'll think of some other stories I have with him. Or I know about with him. But man, episode 2 in the books. Good stuff. Yep. I mean, it's kind of just nice rewatching these cartoons every few years too. I rewatch this series every like 5 years, I'm not gonna lie. It's so good.
Well,
like
I wanna watch it, and then I wanna kinda like continue and watch everything else. Like Brave and the Bold is really good.
Oh, I fucking like, love Brave.
Yeah,
and the
Brave and the Bold,
dude,
is like great slapstick golden or Silver Age Batman.
And honestly, I probably cry more in Brave and the Bold episodes than I do in any other superhero cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like hard, like that season finale, dude.
I haven't finished it.
Well, I guess this is it. What?
I've watched a lot of random Brave and the Bold, but I have not seen it all the way through.
Dude, I've seen it all the way through at least twice.
Oh, see, because there's Brave and the Bold, there's The Batman, which
I never watched The Batman.
It's the same title as the Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the movie where he fights Dracula.
I never watched that one either.
Oh, that's continuity of the Batman. And then there's Beware of the Batman.
I saw like five. I've seen the same five or six episodes like twice because I'm just like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot. And I get like six episodes in and I'm just like, I'm not going back to this. And then I did it again and I still didn't finish the show, but we will.
The Adam West animated Batman.
I've only seen the first one. I think I was really drunk with probably with Sam when we watched it because it's that ridiculous. I'll probably get drunk when we record that one. it's so rough and stupid, dude.
Yeah,
oh, but when we get to the second animated 66, I actually interviewed that whole cast. I interviewed Home Slice, Robin, Burt Ward, and William Shatner, all on that. So maybe I could dig those up when we get to some of those episodes.
Yeah, that could be worth looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. But cool. I mean, we'll be back with more of these guys. They'll kind of come out a little sporadically. As we continue with some comic book stuff, but keep an eye out, either coming up or maybe it's already out, who knows. We're gonna have some Immortal Hulk, some Claudio Sanchez, Translucid coming out, and then we're doing some cool little origin story single issues, and a Daredevil commentary, director's cut commentary.
Yeah, finally gonna happen almost 20 years later.
Hyped. And then probably we're gonna be doing 89 Batman and Heavy Metal coming up soon. A lot of cool content coming
up. Yeah,
out,
we're finally doing our birthday wishes.
I know, from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, basically.
But cool. Well, this was fun. Go enjoy some cereal. Because it's, Saturday morning cartoons. All right, thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me. I was like, get some cereal. I was like, what the fuck?